This is Fresh Air. The Philadelphia band Low Cut Connie makes what you might call old-fashioned rock and roll, guitar and piano-based, rooted in classic rhythm and blues. The band can count as fans Elton John, Howard Stern, and Barack Obama, who put one of the band's songs on his 2015 summer playlist. Now Low Cut Connie, led by singer-songwriter Adam Wiener, has released a double album called Private Lives, and rock critic Ken Tucker says that this modest band's new ambitiousness is a raucous success.
If you see Low Cut Connie live, which you can still do even in pandemic times by watching the band's weekly live stream shows, you'll see front and center band leader Adam Wiener. He's got the beady-eyed look of a highly intelligent ferret, his head topped with a mass of untamed curly hair. At some point in every proceeding, he strips down to reveal a sleeveless undershirt and pasty skin. Free of both vanity and irony, Wiener pounds his piano and shakes his head and his rear end in the great tradition of Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. And sometimes he's almost as entertaining.
Don't try to be my shrink, don't try to be my savior. Don't try to be my pal, don't do me any favors.
With each release over the past 10 years, Low Cut Connie has become more ambitious. In the early days, they were a loud, rude bar band, superb in their simplicity. But, like Bruce Springsteen after he discovered literature, Wiener started bending classic rock to meet his ever more complex emotionalism. The result is that this new 17-track collection, Private Lives, is Adam Wiener's version of Born to Run, filled with songs about losers and lovers and beautiful dreamers.
Baby, help me to be a good man. Baby, help me to be kind. 'Cause I'm moving in the wrong direction. I got bad things on my mind. And I'm hanging like a scarecrow. With all my insides falling out. Like a wolf man, like an alien.
It's telling that there are no pictures of the band on the Private Lives CD package, only photos of Wiener. The band personnel has shuffled regularly over the past few years, and Wiener wrote and produced everything on this collection. By now, he is Low Cut Connie. The best showcase for his talent here is probably the song Charisse, where all of Wiener's obsessions come together. The big, echoing production signals Phil Spector's wall of sound, as the story is told of a former lover who's now a drug addict mom living on the street. And the narrator isn't doing much better himself.
What the hell happened to me? Forget about everything. You heard it's such a sickening scene.
For a populist like Adam Wiener, commercial success is a necessary element in the Low-Cut Connie story because to him, being a star means you've got the common touch. I'm not sure how far the band can go with a sound so radically dissimilar to anything that's selling big these days. During the exhilaratingly sweaty performances he gives on the band's live streams, he refers to his army of fans as tough cookies. Being an unironic, hard-on-his-sleeve go-getter has certainly got him further than I'd have figured. So maybe Adam Wiener is the fresh, tough cookie we need right now.
Rockcritic Ken Tucker reviewed Private Lives, the new double album by the band Low Cut Connie. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, 10 Lessons for a Post-Pandemic World. Our guest will be Fareed Zakaria, Washington Post columnist and host of CNN's Sunday program GPS. In a new book, he considers the long-term impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and lessons the world should learn, including trust science and insist on honest, competent government. I hope you'll join us.